Hello, everybody. Joan of Heart, no make wrong one day at a time. So starting over. That's this week's practice. Now I'm going to start doing something a little different. I want to take some quotes Eckhart has shared with us in his teachings. Let's see how Joan of Heart is able to address those things in a way that Eckhart speaks of. He talks about the spaciousness of being and not really putting an effort. It's not about an effort. It's about noticing. It's about allowing. It's about being willing. It's about all that good stuff. So our three-step process is going to be able to get you to that place where you are able to notice, because you're always noticing. Except now you get to notice and you'll be able to see how much you are literally in your head, how reactive you are. And once that is present and accounted for, then you'll be able to take care of what you need to take care of and find that peace and happiness you so desire. That is yours to have. Okay? And just keep practicing. That's all there is to do now. It's life on life's terms. Every single day is a new day. It brings its own stuff. You may have an agenda. That agenda might get thwarted. If it gets thwarted, notice your reaction. Take a breath. Move through it. Every time you do that, you create more peace in your inner world, and then you have peace all around you because you're not terrorizing anybody anymore. Okay, you no longer are terrorizing the people around you because of the control that is missing inside. In that internal state, it feels like you're lost or you got to control it. They got to do it your way. Your way or the highway, whatever that is, okay? Any of that stuff showing up, surrender. Let it go. How do you do that? Use your one-liners. No make wrong. Start again. Just when you think it's the worst thing that ever happened, it turns out to be the best. Just notice and notice how it shows up in your life. Notice how powerful they are for you. Notice how they move you through and how you're not attached. And that is what is important here. Non-attachment, non-judgment, no labeling, no mind, no meaning, no make wrong. Every day that we practice, just taking a breath. Once we notice we're in our head, going to our lungs, then you do that when you're falling asleep at night. You go to your lungs, you breathe. All of a sudden, next thing you know, you're in life and you notice you're taking a breath and you're breathing. And it's exactly like you did when you noticed you were in your mind or when you noticed you were going to sleep, and now it's just present in the moment that it needs to be present when life shows up and you're able to do what you need to do in life. You can be a huge container. I can't believe how huge of a container I can be. Way better, way more than what I used to be. Used to be I was frazzled, overwhelmed, frustrated, angry, resentful, whatever. Not anymore. Now I recognize it's a reaction. That it comes from the conditioning of my mind or the conditioning how I got wired when I grew up. Doesn't matter, however you want to label it. And yet, I am able to choose now. I am presence. I am. I really just realized that when I say I am, that's it right there. It stops right there. I am. There's that space that you can find yourself in. The I am. And you completely get it. You know it. You own it. There you go. So keep practicing, okay? Keep starting again. No make wrong. Start again, no make wrong. Love you. Have a great day. Bye.